This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I was thinking that I'm probably really going to miss, like, I don't want to be here when your kids are away at camp.
Great. Okay.
No, you know what I mean? I like it. I like everybody around.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of having them, and that's not going to happen one day. They're just not going to be around.
I was thinking that we have our older one. All of them like to be around us. Mm-hmm. We're the issue with that.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy.
I was thinking that it's so crazy how, like, things just change without anyone really, like, talking about the change. I mean, I'm sure in the business world, they're talking about it in the backdrop. I'm talking about, like, podcasting and how it was so long ago when we decided to try a podcast and not be paid anything for it and just to fucking do it.
I know.
And now, literally, I'll be like, I'll look up someone and they're kind of like, they've come up in my feed where I'm like, wait, what do they do for work?
Podcast.
And they just have a podcast. Like, let's just talk about the Montana Boys. They don't sing. They don't dance. They don't ride horses. They moved to Nashville as a boy band who lip syncs, but they have a podcast? I haven't seen the podcast.
Yeah, I saw it. That's where I saw him talking about the one guy's like, I have a 19-year-old girlfriend. So when Kristen comes over, she's closer to her mom's age than to any of us.
What do they talk about on the podcast?
Probably Kristen Cavallari.
And that's the other thing is that a lot of, and then a lot of people who were the baby were on like reality television and then they have
She was a real zinger. She would start a network and take a percentage of their podcast because she really is the one who put them on the map. So I know she's like in love, but I'd be like, well, let's get a business deal out of this.
Absolutely.
Lifelong.
Although I guess because they're romantically involved. I mean, just I guess her business people, hire a team.
Like, be like, call it the Cavallari Network or something. And then you can.
She might just have so much fucking going on that she doesn't need anything more.
I know, but they are literally talking about her. And they're
growing because of her.
Yep.
It's funny.
All for love.
Sometimes I think I see that there's love between them, but it's so convenient to make them both relevant. And especially at a time when this movie's coming out and everything like that, it's just such perfect timing. But yep. The baby thing.
It's real. I saw the podcast clip today.
Yeah.
Cause she's like, I have to think about it. I have to. Because it's very serious between him and I.
If Mark dies, whenever I play this game about me being with someone else.
You can't have him here.
I can't have him here because I don't want to deal with an ex-husband.
I can't have a baby.
So you can't make that happen, huh?
Mm-mm.
For your new husband?
I'm done. I got my tubes tied like a dog.
Also, it's like, would you ever want to get married again? What the fuck is the point of that shit? You know the celebrities that get married like six times over? Why?
It's fun.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun event.
Couldn't you just have a party to celebrate yourself?
Yeah. But just call it a wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fucking fun. I mean, what, you know, in
When's
life.
When's the last time we got to go to a wedding?
Oh, my daughter's dying to go to one so badly. She keeps saying, I want to go to one. Like, you will have a season and all you'll do is go to weddings. And I'm like, you'll have so much fun. But she wants to go to one now. I don't know why. Because she watches all the rom-coms.
Because
like,
weddings.
It looks like so much fun. I mean, no, they're not all fun.
Every wedding I've been to is fun, but I have to tell you, like my siblings, I feel like they have gone to like 100 weddings and they're still going. I can count on my two hands how many weddings I've been to, and probably half of them I've been in the wedding. Like maybe I don't have a lot of friends. Maybe I don't.
Here's the thing, different thing about America versus Canada in a big way, I feel mm-hmm. like. I feel like Americans, you have like college, it's like you go to college mm-hmm. and you have a group of college people that stay in your life forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like many people went to university and have like a group of like sorority people. So I feel like you end up in America going to these events constantly. I only know this because I have a really good friend. One of my best friends also lives in New York and was part of a sorority. And it's still like, there are still, it's a different way you
but look. My siblings are all like that. They have their high school crew,
then
their university crew.
So then
their work crew.
Then they're getting invited. Then we're not popular.
Also, I never
we're
went
a different
to,
age demo.
I never went to university, so I never met a group there. You didn't meet a group at university.
I did, but not people. Not traditionally living people. Like not people who are.
Obviously, I met people at college, but not people that I still talk to today.
I talked to a few, but not like, you know, it's like I'm meaning traditional. Like there was no traditional group where we all went to.
And you're not going to their weddings.
No, and none of them got married.
That's another thing. A lot of my friends didn't get married. And then some of my siblings, it was like COVID. So we missed out on that. But like,
and I had like different unique weddings, like, and two of my siblings didn't get married.
Yeah.
And the two that did, I was pregnant for.
So I don't feel like I got like
baby babies.
When people are like, oh my God, another fucking wedding. It's wedding season. I never got to that point where I got sick of them.
I feel like our kids are like that with bat mitzvahs.
Yeah, it's not as exciting anymore.
It's like another one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. There mm-hmm. was a lot.
I only got to go to one in my life.
I've never been to one.
But
I got invited to one, but I just walked in the door from like.
I'm going to two in the fall. And I'm so excited because it's the closest thing to a wedding that I'm going to get. And then like, you know when you get invited to like, I'll go to your kids' weddings if they have weddings?
Yeah, if they have them.
Yeah, there's just a lot of people in my world didn't get married. My cousins never got married.
Yeah, no, there isn't. Some people, it's expensive. It's often like not doable. A lot of parents can't afford people's weddings anymore. So it's like.
I'm saying everybody else seems to be over weddings and I have only just begun. So if you have a wedding or you'd like to invite,
I want to come to your wedding.
Yeah, I want to go to one in Tennessee. I want to go to ones abroad.
You know what I miss? I don't know how people do this. I really am curious how people do this. And I don't know how you do it financially. I don't know how you do it like with minutia of other people, like your children. I see people going on so many girls' weekends and mm-hmm. then they go with dates with their kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking to 2 hours away in a drive. It's like plane trips.
I'm thinking of someone in particular right now. Can you feel who I'm thinking? Yeah.
Holy shit. But there's a bunch of them that do that.
No, I know. I'm just thinking that's the first person who comes to mind.
And I think to myself, I'm like,
how do you? Because even just like the travel, the packing, unpacking, arranging for the kids, the money. Let's not even get started on the money.
I mean, you can't get on a plane today under $800. You cannot eat like coach and in Canada. I don't know what it's like in America, but in Canada, I'm not joking you because I don't know what they've done in America, but in Canada, our airlines out of here is you have like five fares. And the first.
Do they still call it coach? I haven't heard that in a long time.
Economy. So in economy, you can buy the base fare, but you cannot change it. You cannot cancel it. You can nothing. Like if you have anything come up for that plane ticket, which mentally you probably wouldn't, but it's not a good feeling when you're a mom to not be able to have some wiggle room. Because I mean, life has changed for us in terms of someone's like, actually, we need you here this date, change this. So if you cannot change your ticket, mm-hmm. you lose the money. Mm-hmm. So and it is minimum $300 one way. So right away, you take a risk that. And that's without even all the taxes. So you're looking at like $364 without even having a little bit of ability to change it. And when you do get the ability to change it, they put a fee on able to change it. But now you can change it for a fee. Before you couldn't even change it. Mm-hmm. Then if you want the one where you can change with no fee, you're jumping up. So you're paying for like, it just keeps going.
I think in our world too, we're watching people who can afford it. I think the majority of the population doesn't do that.
I think also people don't feel guilty about taking their kids individually away.
Who has time for that?
I just see a lot of people do their own.
I remember when we were younger and we were new moms and everyone gave advice and stuff. And they're like, take your kids on individual dates. Okay, individual dates, maybe going for ice cream for Kat and I, not taking them to New York for the weekend.
It's a carpool on your own.
Yeah.
I'm driving or picking you up from school by yourself because someone's sick or someone has is at hockey or I'm taking you to a dance recital.
Yeah, I think that those things and those people, it's a different budget.
Is that all it is?
It's gotta be. Actually, you know what? Even if I had all the budget in the world, I don't think I would travel that much. Exhausting.
I just don't know where everybody else goes.
Like when you're away.
Like how does everyone else live? Like
maybe they only have two kids and maybe their kids don't do competitive sports.
Maybe. I just look.
And maybe they have a nanny and maybe they have a babysitter and maybe they have a mother-in-law and maybe they have a mother who does everything for them.
That is my... question. No, that's my insecurity online. Like I often feel like YOLO, but then I'm like, but how do you all YOLO so hard mm-hmm. when it feels so overwhelming to even get
Well, you made a really good decision by making a backyard oasis with a pool.
I did. I so feel
you
good
don't,
about that.
You don't even need to go anywhere because you have it right here.
I mean, there are something about pulling your kids out of like situations and making memories that aren't like the same monotony. You know, I signed my son up for camp because two reasons. One, he asked.
Sleepover camp.
And it was, usually they fill up in September. Mm-hmm. The fact that I thought not a chance, I actually thought not a chance in hell there'd be room because I know this one place he's going.
I always feel like there's always a way.
I mean, last year I had a chance where one of my kids was on the wait list yeah. and, you know, didn't make it. They've been like last year, one kid made it, one didn't.
Yeah.
Remember for that one camp?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure if I had accepted, you would have gotten in.
Maybe, but it was the week before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we didn't make this happen. But anyways, and every summer I have this really hope
mm-hmm.
that we can just live
mm-hmm.
free,
mm-hmm.
live without anything mm-hmm. like just live like I don't know how I see people living, just jumping in water and eating watermelon. And
that's exactly what your life looks like, by the way.
Well, it's not
right.
I mean there is when we're together, but when you're not here,
yeah,
it's
but
not...
even when you're with your kids, it looks very carefree.
Hold on, let's take a quick break.
You're eating watermelon
there's,
by the pool.
There's moments of that's for moments, but mm-hmm. as they're getting older,
mm-hmm.
they're not as carefree mm-hmm. because they need to be entertained by something. And that's shitty. That's probably that's what we created. But it's like they have what are we doing? I have two. One, so easy, loves being in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that'll change. She could, I'm fine with her home all summer.
Mm-hmm.
She's not asking me where we're going, what we're doing, what are we doing today. That question gives me so much anxiety when they're like, what are we doing today? Because it makes me feel like everyone else is doing things. Mm. And people are. People are so busy in the summertime. Like they're, you know, they're the moms who take them to tourists in the city. I'm fucking not that mom. I'm not that mom.
But a lot of them are at daycare and day camps all day.
It's really true. So if you have a child.
The majority.
If you have a child who, if they're not occupied,
mm-hmm.
they're on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to fight with screens with him all summer. And I know that he is someone, you have one too, but he is not a screen kid. Thank God he's not a screen kid.
Which one?
The one who needs to be busy all the time.
I know.
Because if you have a screen kid, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like you can't actually communicate with them, and they could be on the screen for hours and not even know the hours went by.
Yeah, no, I do. I have two like that.
Right. And so the screens are just like, and I didn't want to be like, get off your phone, get off your phone, get off your phone. Don't, what are we going to do? What am I going to do? And I think I have like PTSD from last summer too, because we did nothing. I couldn't even leave really the house. I was in the house all summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a really hard summer. So part of me selfishly, and because he wanted it, was like, fine, you want camp? I'll send you to camp. For a month? That's like unheard of. Like I'm actually having anxiety about
it. I'm just so glad I'm gone for most of it, because I wouldn't want him gone for that long under my watch.
Me neither. But he's in a way ready. We're not as important to him anymore.
Mm-mm.
He's ready to be more with his friends and with me. It's kind of a sad thing.
I know. I was thinking about when I was driving TJ to school this morning. And I remember when we always say like, oh, we're waiting in the parking lot or we're driving the kids. And they're like, one day you won't be doing any of that. And I was thinking when they're all away in the morning, when we would be driving to school, we'll see all those people driving just their kids to school.
And walking.
And we won't have anybody to be driving. And it'll be so weird. That's where we definitely have to make sure that we like fill the space. But that will be a reality. Like that.
It's coming fast too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we take a break? I just forgot.
No.
Okay. We'll take a break and come right back.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And then there's going to be the summers where they'll be having to work.
Yeah. And actually one of them is starting that this summer too. Hopefully she gets the job, quote unquote, the job. And
yeah.
And she does something, because idle summers are beautiful in theory, terrible in reality sometimes when it's just, you're the plan maker. It is for me. Maybe if we lived on a farm, maybe if we lived.
Grass is always greener.
I don't know. I mean, I know people have cottages. I think their kids just kind of play. But I feel like you always need a friend. I don't know how.
And then you
got to
watch them by the water.
I don't know. But they're at the age where they want to spend money or be on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know,
I haven't gone there to the summer yet, because that's very
Your husband's really good at making plans though.
I mean, we don't have any.
But he will.
But I always feel like we can get into something last minute. You know what I mean? I know that in the city they say like you can't, but I'm like, there's always someone who will take your money when you feel like there's always tennis. Mm-hmm. There's always something. And then I, every single week that goes by that money's not spent, I always feel like score.
Totally.
You know? So
it's really a personal thing. I think it's more a me thing than them, a them thing.
Yeah.
Like yeah. I because you're gone for like almost 3 weeks. Mm.
Oh, that's what I was going to say is you know how I like when the kids are around? Like I love when your kids are sick and home from school. I like when my kids are home. Sometimes I really rather them not go to school. I'd rather them just be home.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got really used to that feeling when COVID or even I always looked at school and I always think it's so weird that you send your babies off all day long somewhere. And I know that's the job to create independent people. That's what life is. I was thinking that I'm probably really going to miss, like, I don't want to be here when your kids are away at camp.
Great. Okay.
No, you know what I mean? I like it. I like everybody around.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of having them and that's not going to happen one day. They're just not going to be around.
I was thinking that we have our older one. Oh, actually all of them like to be around us. Mm-hmm. We're the issue with that.
Yeah.
Because
my friends told me that so long ago. Your kids don't want to go to camp because you and Kat make life too much fun.
Well, I was.
And they're like, we go to work. Our kids have to go.
I know. But I was also thinking in my head, when the minute I signed him up, even everyone who is going, who knows me, is like, so is he going for 2 weeks or is he going for the month? Mm. And I was like, because selfishly, what he wants and what I want are two very different things. And I was like, oh my God. So I texted my one friend who goes, and I'm like, how did you get only the 2 week option? Because really it's a month or not.
She does the 2 week?
She's like, well, I'm Italian. I just pull the Italian card and say I'm Italian. And I was like, okay, so what can I say?
So a lot of our European friends, they're like, we don't do sleepover camp. One of our friends.
Oh my God, sleepover camp? My husband's like, sleepover camp?
She's like, what? They're so funny when they talk about it too. They're like, leaving my kid with a bunch of teenagers? Are you fucking crazy?
I know. So I'm like, okay. And I'm going through and I'm like thinking, then there's a visitor's day on the 20th. So I'm like, okay, I'll pick him up.
You're going to get no choice.
Like, I'll pick him up on that day.
Yeah.
And for me, I'll want him home.
But you imagine how much he's going to grow in a month? We're not going to know him when he comes back.
I know.
He's going to talk different. He'll probably have a mustache. He's going to act different. Oh my God, I saw Teen Stash this morning. I go, look, TJ Teen Stash. He's going to be so different.
And I just thought, I felt in that moment I had issues because
everybody else doesn't do it.
Yeah, and it's not better for him to be home.
No.
Like, it's not like I'm offering anything other than I selfishly, like, I'm not, like, it's not like I'm going to make him a better person by him being home. I have a really hard time letting him go. Time letting him go. Oh, my God. I know,
yes.
Really hard time.
I hated when they went to sleepover camp.
And he's really my only one right now who's, like, really, like, on, like, I feel like he's trying to pull out of the stallion. Yeah. Like, he's trying to, like, if I have
and
him on.
It's inevitable it's going to happen, but yes, he's pulling
away.
I mean,
it hasn't happened with the other ones, so.
Yeah, those girls, they're going away together. Our daughters are going away together for.
They're
going
to call us all. They're probably going to invite us. Can you come? Can you guys come meet us?
Please? My daughter's not on playdates. She's out with her friends and boys, and they FaceTime me all the time.
I know.
But I don't think when those two girls come home, people are like, when they come, they're only gone 10 days, right? Or is it 14 days?
14 days.
14 days. They're only gone 14 days. They're going to come back. Exactly. Sounds like they're going to come back. No, those two are going to stay like that until they're 50 years old.
Oh, forever.
They're already done. They're done growing.
They're going to be like that forever. The two of them.
But the boys, when you let them go.
I'm not ready to let him go.
I know.
And I feel like we're fighting.
I can see it. I can feel it.
Him and I are like.
we were reminiscing about Party Boy.
Yeah, he's still that, but very different.
And we were talking about theater and someone said, oh, I know, we were at the drag show. And Taylor was like, Max and TJ used to be, they could be on stage and do these kind of things. And I'm like, oh my God, Party Boy.
Yeah. Now he's just Crazy Boy.
We got to get him some costumes, see if we can bring it back.
I bet it can't. You're supposed to bring costumes. Actually, he'll probably one dress. He'll probably have a shirt off with like a wig and like a tutu. I can totally see it.
You know what his next costume is going to be? A hat that has the things
when
with the beer.
When you sent me that video of them chugging root beer, I had like...
Yeah.
So we... it was a crazy weekend. I'm at dance competition. She's sick. Olivia's sick. Mark's at the whatever.
We just left the boys alone for a long time. We had to leave
the boys alone.
Which they're old enough to babysit, so that's fine.
Yeah, they're grade 7. They're fine. Grade 6 and 7. And Nat's like, okay, I'm going to come get you for dinner. Like, I'm going to, are you guys okay? And they're like, don't come and get us. Leave us alone in the house on their own. Like,
we're having fun. So much fun. And then they sent me videos of them laughing. And then we were like, oh my gosh, they're like frat boys or whatever. And then
I'm like, they sent me
a video.
Before they'd be like, no, can you come get us? And then we got a video and they're chugging root beers at the same time, trying to see how many they can drink at the same time. And I'm like, oh my God.
It was exactly what we thought.
I was like, oh. So I've never really had one want to go. Mm-hmm. I don't love it. And again, that camp thing, it's so I'm like, wow, I can see a parent with issues, and I know that this is a big issue for me. I can feel
issues.
It. I can feel that I could hold on very tight for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. And even my daughter gave me a list of things I have to do to let him go.
But I don't think that they give you a choice. You know what I mean? It's not going to be you that's going to make the decision to let him. He's going to tell you. And then he's going to do it.
No, he's not telling me. He's doing it.
Right. And he's going to tell you he wants to do camp and he's going to leave. And he's going to tell you he's going to go out.
I just thought he would always want to just be home with me.
I know.
I'm like, but.
I know.
I'm so fun.
It's like he's seeing the world.
He's like, don't be like that. I'm like.
I know.
Be like what?
I know.
We're best friends.
I know.
No, we're not. I have my own friends.
I know. How dare they?
How dare you be normal?
I know. It's really inappropriate.
And you don't tell me everything?
What the hell?
Nothing.
I know.
And like they're like whispering. Excuse me. No one whispers in this house. Actually, and nobody.
Also, what could you possibly be talking about that I don't know?
And our older two tell us everything. So I don't know.
You know, they're great. But, you know, those two girls are great to be the oldest family. I'm so glad our oldest are girls.
I said, you are going to have to help guide this one.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be the one. You're going to have to like.
She will.
Check in. You're going to have to tell me things.
She will.
Yeah, and I won't say. I won't ever tell anyone.
No.
I'll tell no one.
No.
I mean, hopefully it all goes well. I just think that as a it's really scary to be a mom to boys right now. In my opinion, it feels very scary to be a mom to boys for multiple reasons. But the biggest one being, I feel like I can see where the pack mentality comes in. You can see it when they're all together. Mm-hmm. You can see it's like this. My daughter was at a grocery store, and it was an older man, and her friend had their uniforms on. He was older, and he is behind them, and he's like, "Roll your skirts up a little more. They're too long." She didn't know what to do. Her and her friend were like, "What the fuck? Like, I'm checking out at a grocery store," and I was like,
"Was he being sarcastic?
No,
he wanted them to roll it up.
Yes, he's like, they'd look better a little shorter. Something like totally inappropriate. Okay." And I thought, how old was he? And he was older. That's my only hope in hell. Because I'm like, I hope that we. She's like, how do they think they can say that? And I just said, you know, I hope we're in a place where you feel ashamed and dirty that you would. How do you not know that's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
How do you not know that's wrong? Mm-hmm. And how is that okay just to say that to someone? And you must say it all the time. So I'm like, how did you get raised? Because I bet your mom is a good person.
Mm.
And I bet you have a sister and you might have a wife.
Mm.
How the fuck did we get there? And what did you not learn? And how did we, because I think we like to tell people they're bad people or like he's just like this. But I really do believe there's something they're learning that I want to teach them so they're not like that. Because how many men can be that dirty when you walk by a, like somewhere and they're saying things.
And something they just learned is acceptable. I honestly think that I feel like I'm a good leader in my house, but I feel like my daughter, since she was so young, and Olivia too, has been such like a lesson teacher to the boys about what they can do, what they can say, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. I'm not saying that these boys aren't going to make all the right decisions, but I feel like we're blessed to have these girls in our house.
I do, but our boys are going out with people who don't have sisters, maybe like that. And
but at least they have that.
They do, I hope. And I remember we were having a conversation and she said, you know, and she asked me, I was like, girl, this has been the struggle for life. She's like, why if a girl sleeps with a bunch of people or makes or like hooks up with a bunch of people, they're considered, there's a new name. It's not hoe, but it's considered hoe. But boys aren't. Why can they go and ask a million girls for a million numbers and they're fine? But still, we, if someone, if you hook up with a, still, she literally used a word. She's like a hoe, but it's called something different. And I'm like this. I'm like, it's not changed. And she's like, no. And the other thing they do is they'll reach out to you on Snapchat. They'll reach out to each other and right away they'll be like, hey, what do you look like? Right away. What do you look like? And which is ironic because I thought, you know, that's not that far from what Chelsea and whatchamacallit did. And she described herself and then the whole thing went sideways.
And they ask, how tall are you? And then they could literally just ditch the conversation.
Yeah. And they're like, sorry. They're like, they block you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Can you imagine how, like, back in the day, immediately crushed you would be? Or do they become a little desensitized to it? Because it doesn't feel like asking or getting asked. It feels like they're so casual about it now that maybe it's like...
My daughter just blocks them all right away. The minute they say, what do you look like? Block.
I know, but...
Yeah.
And I it mean, was no big deal.
No, some of them have ready pictures to go. Like, yeah, of themselves.
Like, it feels like no big deal to ask those questions. So I'm wondering if people are just sensitized.
Well, that's terrible too.
But maybe you get
because
a thicker
boys
skin.
Are still cool and girls are still hoes. Like, that is not cool. Like, my point is, how far have we actually moved?
How far have
we actually moved? And what are we not teaching our sons? What are we missing here? Like, what are we actually missing? Because then I also think this is a very dark conversation on this side, but like all the sexual assaults that happen, there are that many, there are that many men walking around sexual assaulting girls.
Yes.
That many.
Yes.
What the fuck are we not learning and teaching? What are we missing as a society?
I was watching, so I watch a lot, is that, and this is really scary, is that I was, this one predator was like, I tried to resist my temptation almost my whole life. I need to give in to this now. Like, I couldn't hold back anymore. And when you think about how often they're pedophiles.
Oh, I know.
That's not something that they learned. A pedophile doesn't often learn that from their parents. What the fuck is that? So
it's how many predators are there and then how many people think it's acceptable to go, because most sexual assaults in the people we know, it's from someone you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like how many, what are, so I guess it's like what's biological and what's learned, because
right. It's so scary.
Yeah. Because it's like, as I raise a son, it's like, what can I teach you to do the right thing and know what's right and wrong? Do I have to teach you, or do you just know?
And are you ever going to have to resist a temptation that you can't help?
100%. 100% they are. One. And
it's not really terrible.
And in a moment. Oh,
perfect
thank
timing.
You.
Are we going to spray?
For upstairs. Ants? Yeah. Okay. We got to go. We didn't take all of our breaks. Thank you.
Bye, guys.